NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The outlook for redevelopment of the Mescalero Sawmill Complex brightened Tuesday with the groundbreaking of a new emergency operations center at the sawmill site. The center will consist of approximately 30,000 square feet with an additional 15,000 square feet on the second level set aside for beds and temporary relocation of evacuees during emergencies. The facility is scheduled to be completed by the end of the summer. The center will be funded by allocations to the Mescalero Apache Tribe from a bill passed during the special legislative session in July of 2024 following the South Fork and Salt Fire. The appropriation to the Mescalero Apache Tribe for the 2025 fiscal year is $10 million. And quarter horses that will be competing at Ruidoso Downs Racetrack began arriving in the barn area this week in preparation for the racing season scheduled to begin May 23rd. Track repairs from the flood damage that occurred last summer are in the final stages of completion. Training will begin as early as Monday when the track is expected to officially open. Meanwhile, Ruidoso Downs continues to prepare for a comeback concert and barbecue. That festival will be held on May 3rd and will feature a $25,000 barbecue contest and an outdoor concert by Texas country artist Pat Green. The winning barbecue team will receive an automatic bid to the American Royal National Barbecue Competition in the fall. And Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's veto of a bill creating state funds for post-fire recovery and current wildfire suppression was deeply disappointing to many. House Bill 191 passed unanimously in both the House and the Senate. Lujan Grisham said the $12 million in the bill didn't provide enough money to even put a dent in post-wildfire recovery. Recovery from South Fork and Salt Fires and ensuing floods last year in Ruidoso, for example, will cost more than $200 million, she said. Nevertheless, the $12 million was a starting point that could have made a significant difference to New Mexicans who still face the devastating impacts of wildfire. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.